Welcome to the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. My name is Salma, and I'm here to share all the tips and tricks that I have learned about building a business on social media. I'm here to share exactly how I built my health coaching business in 6 months and how I sold out my one-on-one program when I had actually less than 500 followers. I'm here to drop literally all the tips and tricks without the fluff so that you could build your brand and scale in no time. I look forward to seeing you on the inside. This is such a great question that so many of my friends and even, you know, my acquaintances online, like my clients, ask me before they hire another coach. And the question is, you know, how do you know you should invest in your business? Or, you know, when do you know it's the right time to put some money down and invest in yourself in a way that you know it'll be worth your time? Because don't get me wrong, I totally understand. I'm not gonna lie. I have made so many investments in myself and in my business. And let's be real, there have been some that have been not really worth my money. Like, for example, like signing up for some programs kind of taught me what not to be when I'm a coach rather than what to be. Hint, hint, like the first program I ever signed up for my business, like it was not fun. And, you know, I want to help you guys avoid that. So how do you know when you should invest in your business? And how do you know if it'll be worth your time and worth your while and worth your money? So I truly believe that you could learn so much online. Yeah, I'm a business coach telling you that. You could learn so much online, whether that's on Google, whether that's on YouTube. You'd be surprised how much I've learned for my business for free on YouTube. There are so many amazing resources on there. I've learned so much through podcasts just like this one. And like, there's a time and a place to invest. And I truly believe that if you cannot find it online, and when your problem is custom, that is when you should invest. So let me elaborate on that. So what I mean by your problem is custom is like when you really need someone to literally have eyes on your business, when, you know, you've been trying everything but nothing is going right, when you've literally tried a method that works for everyone else, but for some reason for your business, it's just not working. You've been kind of in a rut for a few months and you just feel like you're kind of at the end of the line, then I feel like that's a good time for an investment, especially into a coach, especially into like something like one-on-one coaching. Because I feel like for me, whenever I have an issue that, you know, I feel like I can't solve myself, having another expert kind of look in on me and see like, oh yeah, you're doing all this right, but here's that little blip that's, you know, messing you up. And I feel like that's when it's worth it. But if it's something like, I don't even know, like hiring someone to maybe build a website when you have time on your hands, you could totally find that online. Like, let's be real. Like, I know tons of people who pay to get that done because they don't have time. But if all you have is time and you like that kind of stuff, don't feel like that's something you have to invest in, for example. Number two is if the amount that you're going to put into this investment will pay itself off. So, for example, of course, you know, with investing for your business, if you're, you know, you have to really think to yourself, like, let's say the program is $10,000. How long is it going to take for you to make that money back or even more? But this applies in other areas. For your health, let's say you're putting $5,000 down. Are you going to get $5,000 worth of results from this? How major is the impact going to be for your life? These are things you really have to evaluate before you, even if it's a cheap program, like, are you going to be making that investment back? So these are the two things that I really think about, especially when I'm investing in my business or even investing in myself. I hope you guys find these tips helpful, because I get that it could be like a whole, I don't know if I should do it or not. But this is how I like to think about it, so that I know that I'm making the best decision for myself. You just finished listening to an episode on the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to leave me a review on iTunes for the chance to win a $20 Starbucks gift card on me. And just be sure to share it with your friends on social media and tag me at @_SalmaAziz on Instagram. Now, if you want some more value thrown your way, head over to my private community on Facebook called Build Your Business on Instagram, so that you could connect with other entrepreneurs who are literally striving towards the same goal as you. I can't wait to see you on the inside, and thank you so much for listening to today's episode.